A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. Let's start off with cricket. The Proteas dealt Zimbabwe their worst ever test defeat when they beat them by 328 runs on the fourth day in Bulawayo. Now, there were many heroes for South Africa, with player of the match debutant Luandre Pretorius and Corbin Bosch scoring centuries in the first innings, and Vian Mulder another in the second. Bosch registered his maiden test 5-wicket haul in Zimbabwe's second innings when Sean Williams contributed a fighting 137. Now, South Africa captain Keshav Maharaj feels Bosch is a talented player.
We know Corbin, he's just come into our environment. He's settled in very well. But the skill he possesses, it's not many can bowl 140 and bat the way he does. So, yeah, I'm so happy. He works really hard on his game. He trusts his skill. He backs himself. And, you know, it's so nice to see everything come together for him.
Bouncing over to tennis at Wimbledon, third-seeded American Jessica Pegula crashed out of Wimbledon in the first round after she lost in straight sets to Italy's Elisabetta Cocciaretto, who's currently 82nd in the world rankings. Now, Cocciaretto's best run in Grand Slam tournament so far has been in last year's French Open, where she reached the fourth round, and at Wimbledon, where she reached the third round in 2023. Now, the victory is the second over a top 10 opponent in her career after she defeated Czech player Petra Kvitova at Roland Garros 2 years ago. Barbara Krejcikova has opened her title defense. She's currently up against Filipino Alexandra Ayala, who's taken the first set 6-3. Krejcikova is one up in the second set. Over to football to end off. The Engine Knockout Challenge makes a return to KZN, where Durban ladies will look to defend their crown for a third time. Now, the Hollybet Super League side took victory in last year's final, thrashing Babambe 7-0 to lift the silverware.
It's good for a tournament, in fact, because you know the spectators, they need to see the good football. So for us, it's good. We've been there. We know how to play under pressure. They are the good teams. I know them. Toti Ladies and Sunflower, they are a good team. We respect them.
Durban Ladies, seeded in Group A, are bunched with Sunflower FC and Toti Ladies in what's dubbed as the Group of Death, with action kicking off on Thursday with the... And then football returns. The 2025-2026 football season begins with the MTN 8 quarterfinals on the 1st of August as Orlando Pirates chase a fourth consecutive title. The Betway Premiership begins a week later, with Mamelodi Sundowns aiming to defend their crown. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team and Off the Bench. For Nick Tatham, I'm Faeda Crouch.